Ace Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get
down like this? This is Coming Clean Podcast. With Sam and Marty.
On this episode of the Coming Clean Podcast, we follow LC on her trip to New York City, and she receives an interesting call. Heidi doesn't like her new job, and Audrina goes on a date. Left coast, best coast, did I stutter? Hey, hey. West coast, that's my bread and butter. Hey, hey. Rat fam, hot damn, on the come up. Everybody be like, what up, what up, what up? She looks like she's in California. She dances to left feet and do the hips to poker. Funny looking, shake a leg, bunny, I've been living with a stupid bunny. Hello and welcome. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast where we talk about MTV's The Hills. I am the bro that runs the show, the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club. My name is Marty, and with me is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, Baby Shiloh and now Baby Suri's biological father. It's Sam.
Hey, welcome to be here. What a great day to be live.
You're racking up the celeb babies, man.
Hey, they aren't my kids, but in my heart, they might be.
All right, well, I mean, we got an interesting episode coming up today. We're talking about three specific characters, but before that, I think we should hop on to the current events that are happening to our friends over at The Hills.
The Hills headlines.
All right, starting off, if you haven't noticed, you have been getting an extra episode from us, at least last week, and you're probably going to get one over the following weeks as long as this show doesn't get canceled. Not our show. We're going to go on forever. But Siesta Key, what's that?
We can't be stopped. We're the Terminator now.
Yeah, but Siesta Key is on the air. It's in full force, and we've been talking about it, live reactions podcast, almost as soon as the East Coast feed airs. So, you know, just a little half hour companion podcast for you to hear our thoughts, our immediate reactions to Siesta Key. And I thought the first episode, pretty mage.
Yeah, I went in with low expectations, and they've actually exceeded them.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a great, great show, but it's worth watching. And yeah, I think my expectations were just so low that, you know, anything with pretty good production value exceeded it. So, you know, I'm enjoying it. You're enjoying it. Hopefully everyone else is enjoying it. We see the numbers. We're seeing all the new good people coming along. So we're excited for that. And we're going to keep going. Those air Monday nights, again, close to about the time when the West Coast feed airs. So, you know, what is that, around like midnight Eastern?
Yeah, after we deliriously discuss the episode.
Yes.
We're usually down around 11:30. So by the time you get that out, yeah, East Coast will be either finishing up or in the middle of their episode.
Yes. So, yeah, we try to get that out as quickly as possible so you have something to listen to the next day, or, you know, to prepare you if you DVR the show. But that podcast happens every Monday. And for this one, you're hearing this like Sunday night, Monday morning, it's coming into your feeds. We're playing around with the timing for this. And let us know at Coming Clean Pod if you think, you know, the Monday morning, Monday night combination is a good one, or if we should be moving this Hills podcast later in the week, maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday, so you have a little bit of everything throughout the week, or if you want it all front loaded. We're gonna try after this one, maybe we'll try a Thursday or a Wednesday. We'll let you know. Follow us on social media at Coming Clean Pod for any programming announcements, and let us know your thoughts. So, because, you know, this show is for you guys, so we want to make it as convenient as possible for you. So stay tuned. More Siesta Key. All right, Sam, We got some new moms, more headlines, new moms, more moms, plenty of moms.
Yep, we got a new baby boy that's graced our presence, I believe last weekend around Thursday. But Whitney Port finally had her baby boy, Sonny Sanford. So welcome to life.
Yeah, welcome to, what's his name, Sonny Sanford?
Yeah, Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y.
All right, congrats.
And, yeah. And also, if you pick up the most recent People, Lauren Conrad debuted her baby Liam on the cover of People.
Yes, the big unveiling. The pictures are making the rounds on the social medias there. So a first look at baby Liam, probably the future BFF of baby Sonny.
I also can't wait to see Spencer Pratt's Snapchat because he likes to do a segment where he picks up all the like people and other tabloids and he goes through and comments on everything. So I'm can't wait for him to do that one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get.
I thought you had a shocking statement there.
I did, but well, he might give a shocking statement, but yeah, Spencer Pratt's social media also worth a follow, just like ours. His is pretty much a reality show onto itself. But yeah, so moving on here from the moms, we are seeing a lot of, like I said, new good people listening to the podcast, and obviously we appreciate all of that. So we wanted to extend our good graces since we've been growing so quickly. I think, what was it, only a couple of weeks ago we said that it's crazy how quickly we reached 10,000 after, you know, we said how crazy it is that we reached 1,000. So now only a couple of weeks since we reached 10,000, we're up to 15,000. So thank you for that. And applause to you guys. Yay! Plenty of applauses right now. But what we want to ask another little favor for you. Thank you for listening, as always, of course. But we were thinking to do a little contest. And Sam, are you up for a little contest for the good people here?
Yeah, I always love a good contest and a challenge. Put me up to the test.
All right. So at stake is a free Coming Clean Podcast t-shirt.
Get yeah. out of town.
Some hot merch. Only a few people have them right now because they are still in secret production. You will be in the company of myself, Sam, and the illustrious Alex M. and Morgan S. as the only ones to have a copy of this t-shirt. But what we want everyone to do is to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a review. Give us 5 stars. Leave a happy, funny, positive review over at the review section. Take a screenshot of it and send us the picture at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. You know, you can do it publicly or you can slide into our DMs. DM season is open, so slide right on into them. You can do that. Or if you're super shy or don't have social media, email us coming.clean.pod@gmail.com for a chance to win a free t-shirt, and you can actually help decide what our debut t-shirt is going to look like. You can choose between, you know, just the logo, you can have a hashtag scheming and dreaming t-shirt, or maybe a drama meter t-shirt. So it's your choice, it's your show. Hit us up again, 5-star review, take a screenshot, send it to @comingcleanpod or over email, and you might get the chance to win a hot new t-shirt. Sam, are you joining this contest? I know you already have a shirt, but you might want another one.
Yeah, if you pay for it, I'm in.
All right. Well,
scheming and dreaming. Scheming and dreaming.
There you go. Hashtag scheming and dreaming on the shirt.
And then I'm going to sell that for double the price.
Signed by Sam, except it's a black t-shirt, and he signed it with a black Sharpie.
So, yeah, it's no. like getting a white ink tattoo on myself.
he's making fun of how pale he is, even though he just got back from vacation and he's looking super tan. All right, speaking of tan people, I think we've babbled enough here on our opening segment, and it's time to talk about this episode. What is this episode called?
The Unexpected Call.
All right, and let's talk about the highlights of this show.
The Hills Highlights.
All right, so like I said, interesting little format here. MTV threw us a bone in terms of putting this show together because we have three very specific and mutually exclusive storylines, and I think we should start with LC as she gets her first big assignment. There you go. Whoa. On the same level. Our schemes and our dreams aligned.
Or as Jack Black would say, assignment.
So, yeah, talk us through this. So I guess everyone got over her little, you know, rule-breaking debacle over at the Teen Vogue party. So Lisa calling LC for a little bit of help.
Yeah, so Lisa is off in New York doing Fashion Week at Mark by Mark Jacobs fashion show. And she forgot a dress or needed a new dress, something along those lines. So Blaine called in the best candidate possible, Lauren. So she got the call. Blaine did not give her a time frame of how long she would be going to New York for. But basically, she had to curry it over to New York City, take a fly out there, and then if they needed her for a couple days, could be weeks, could be months that she was out there. Who knew? Turns out, it was a day.
Yeah, so did they just, like, get her a last-minute one-way flight twice?
I guess so. I mean, we don't know how long. I mean, editing could have been... She could have been there for, like, a couple days, right.
She seemed very disappointed to have been dismissed.
Yeah, the way they made it seem like she got like a 7 o'clock or a red-eye flight,
right?
Got there in the morning, ended up at the show, and then like turned around and got the 7 o'clock or red-eye
again,
heading back.
Yeah, the amount of travel that she did in that sequence was pretty brutal, especially since LAX is a decent drive from wherever from like West Hollywood or wherever she was, and also... You know, whether it's JFK or LaGuardia, that's still a decent hike.
Yeah, and this was in 2006, so, I mean, they were picking her up at 7, probably get there, say, maybe 8. Yeah, she probably was doing the red-eye or, like, a 10 o'clock red-eye flight, because especially during that time, you had to be there, like, 3 hours early.
Yeah, and this is... I'm not necessarily questioning the business practices of a successful company like Teen Vogue, but wouldn't it have been... much more efficient to just had like an ultra priority FedEx delivery of that instead of sending LC with last minute flights both ways.
I mean, this could be a bajillion dollar dress. We don't know.
I mean, get insurance on that. Do you have insurance on LC?
Does LC have a gun? Is she like, air marshal? Like she has to like strap it to her.
Didn't you see she was handcuffed to the dress?
To the dress, yeah.
Kind of like a sketchy casino guy.
Yeah, dealing with her life.
So yeah, so it looked like she was excited for the opportunity and then disappointed that it was cut short. But sort of just the realities of being an intern and doing. Kind of the grunt work, the leg work, and literally messenger work hitting her pretty fast.
I mean, I kind of got upset. Like, I kind of got upset with her, actually. I was kind of, I'm not on LC's side. Like, she was really upset that she's like, oh, like, these people feel like just flying to New York is just, like, going down to get your dry cleaning or get food. For me personally, when I was like 19, I would have loved to get on a flight and then fly back. Like, one, probably get free food. Mm-hmm. You can expense it or like they're like, all right, we'll just reimburse you. And two, you can watch a whole bunch of movies and just like hang out.
Right. Especially. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're 19. You're an intern. It's not like you're doing this every day. It's like you're flying to New York for free.
Yeah. And you can tell everybody, be like, hey, I got to go to New York. I did this big like trip.
Right. And you at least got a glimpse of Fashion Week. You may not have like participated in all of the events and gotten to watch the whole thing, but it's still like not everybody gets a chance to do that. Even if you're a full-time employee at Teen Vogue or Vogue, you don't necessarily get that sort of access.
Yeah. And another thing is, I want to, like, I mean, she went in smart going. I mean, she didn't know how long she was going, but she went in smart with the idea. Heidi gave her the great idea of changing when she got from the plane. Like, so dress comfortably, change in the bathroom.
Right.
And then you're ready to go. My thing was, she was wearing a completely different outfit when she went into the stall to change. Whenever she was wearing a black skirt and like a black top. I don't know what she was going to put on. But then she changed, was in a completely different outfit when she got to the fashion show. So this is what made me kind of think that timing-wise, it was kind of off. Or right. She just went through a whole bunch of clothes. Like, they could have done – they should have edited a montage of her changing and, like, finding the perfect dress. Like,
in the bathroom. Outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty – or maybe
– they tried.
Or maybe she changed. She was on her way to Fashion Week and then – she realized, you know, usually a California, New York red eye, which I've taken once before, you know, you get there at like 6 a.m. So Fashion Week isn't really like bumping and they don't really need you at that time. So they're like, yeah, you got like 4 or 5 hours to burn.
Yeah, go change.
Yeah, it's like, ugh, you look like you just got off a plane and changed in a dirty LaGuardia bathroom, even though I will say that looked like a clean JFK bathroom.
Well, that's the thing. If it was early enough in the morning, they probably cleaned it. So she could have got, like, first dibs.
Yeah, I want to do a spinoff of an internship in Philly, and you got to take the Amtrak to New York. So you got to change at, a grimy
Penn Station
bathroom. And it's like, yeah, you can only wear sandals, no shoes. So you got to, like, go barefoot in Penn Station.
Oh, God. I can't even fathom that.
And then that spins off into like a medical drama because you just got all the diseases. That's what it's going to be called. It's called All the Diseases.
You end up on ER.
Yeah, we're bringing it back since everyone's just rebooting now these days. I guess we can just keep doing those things.
Clooney needs a job.
Does he? He's like saving the world right now or something, right?
I mean, I feel like he's been saving the world. No, he just sold his tequila brand for like $1 billion, so I think he's okay.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right, well.
You're going off track.
Maybe
here.
You're the problem.
My bad. Oh. We went off track there a little bit.
I'm going to get my own soundboard, and I'm going to have to say that you're getting off track.
No, I was playing that for myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got us off track with my Philly internship idea.
Better.
I just don't like them at all.
No, I just pressed a random one. But all right, is there anything else with LC here? So yeah, you're an intern, count your blessings, you got a free flight and you got back in time for school, so you didn't really miss that much school, and she could have done her homework on the plane. That's my gripe, because she's like, I don't have time to do this homework anymore. It's like, you have 6.5 hours on the flight and like easily 2 hours at the gate while waiting for your flight. Come on. Grow up.
These kids these days.
Ugh. I never had females in my life that were so crazy.
All right, speaking of...
Well,
what?
Should we we're going to address... So when... I mean, Elsie's trip probably got a little worse or a little better when she got back, though. She got that nice message on whoever has a home phone anymore, but...
I know.
That is crazy.
Yo, I was not. I totally forgot this scene existed, and I was like, "Who is this?" I was like, "Did you get fired?" I was like thinking of something else, or did Heidi like call her? It's like, yeah, I'm moving out, but no, we got our boy. Our boy's back.
He's back. He's a stage five clinger. You can't get rid of him.
J-Wall's
back. He wants a little. He had a little taste of LC, and he wants to get back.
And her face when she was hearing that call.
It was like, was it like a or like, I mean, you didn't see, you can't, only Marty can see my face.
Yeah. We're gonna have to post a screenshot of that sometime. You gotta post a selfie on at Coming Clean Pod on Instagram. Show them the LC face. But yeah, so interesting call. Yeah, I think her confused face was more from, why did he call my landline? I have a cell phone.
Yeah, true. How do you get this number?
Yeah, I'm very confused. Because I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think... No, we probably had a landline in 06. Yeah, we definitely had a landline in 06, but we barely used it.
Well, when we were going to college, they told us to bring a landline phone.
Yes, true.
So we could only call inter campus.
Yeah, shouts to dorm to dorm conversation.
So dumb. Except everybody had a cell phone. I still have my phone that my mom gave me. She's like, "You'll need this." Yeah, she's like, "You'll need this."
Yo, man, wireless, classy.
So dumb. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, maybe we could use that to like order delivery, but no, you couldn't dial out because the line was only internal.
Which was like, if the power goes down, you'll like still need it.
Yeah, but then your phones have batteries and a flashlight.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah, great memories there. But yeah, so weird that she got a call on a landline, but now we got some. The drama meter. Activate the drama meter, Sam, because J-Wall's back. keep talking, because I got to find some sounds here. Maybe a little bit of...
It's J-Wall.
That's going to have to be a new drop. Yeah.
It's J-Wall.
Just for reference, just add it's J-Wall at the end of that, right. And we'll use it going forward.
All right, done. Done and done. And for anyone who has more soundboard suggestions, go send it to us. Lots to send to us this week. So
yeah, so basically that's LC's day. One final thought on the whole LC story arc so far. When she got into her class and she's just looking out the window and not listening to that girl speaking, which was pretty rude, but that girl's presentation looked like, I don't know what they were doing, but it looked like an art pro, like it was cardboard.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was like a dream scrapbook or whatever.
Yeah, especially she didn't have like a diorama or something to go along with that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was like magazine cut. I'm guessing she was making like a mood board or something, if it's like a fashion or design class. Maybe yeah. She was explaining like her mood board or something.
Yeah, I don't know why Elsie's stressing about that project, but...
Yeah, cut some pictures out of Teen Vogue at work.
Jeez.
Oh, crap. Sam.
What's that?
Oh, God. Heidi's right there.
I think it's time to talk about Heidi again. So she had a big week last week, and I have a feeling we're on the same page where...
Yeah.
What a difference a week makes.
Oh, yeah. She spiraled out of control.
Mm-hmm.
I had a feeling that this was going to happen just from knowing the future, but
not this soon.
It happened so quickly. Heidi, first day on the job, seems like she wants to instantly quit after mm-hmm. not even getting to lunch.
Right.
And all her expectations were not met.
Yeah, I wanted to say that her dream job turned into a nightmare, but not really, because her dream job just sort of turned into reality. It's like, kid, that's what an intern does.
Yeah, well, she's full-time, so she's probably getting paid like a salary.
Right, yeah, and she said she had a salary, right? When she made that call last week to LC, she's like, yo, I'm on salary. I get, like, days.
But, like, I don't... My thing is, like, what did you expect? Like, she thought she was going for a part-time job, but... Right. So he's like, no, it's a full-time, like, you're fully employed.
Yeah, so was she under the impression, even though they probably told her, yo, show up at 9 on Monday, was she, I'm guessing, based on her reaction, she was under the impression that since she thought she was part-time, she was just going to show up at the parties and, like, hang with celebs.
Exactly, part-time. So I would assume, like, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, part-time. Just work that way. Or like
part-time partay.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's that, like, yeah, I mean, who first of all, that's not a real job. Even like Bolthouse works more than that.
No, like they probably, they do it, like they even have, they have a guy in a warehouse. I don't know what's in a warehouse of Bolthouse, but I'm assuming it's like banners and stuff.
Right, like probably like a printing press or something, like printing out Evites and stuff.
Well, like something. Like, they do, I think they do top-down, like, all promotion. Event planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is very cool, but it's your first job, like...
And you're the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a second assistant, Deb, and there's another assistant, so she's, like, the third assistant.
Right. So, what was the name of... Landon? Landon was her main assistant? I think it was Landon, because I was like, wait.
No, I think it was like Deb was the first one we met.
No, the one she...
Today. Like, the one in that episode.
The one that she was like in front of? In her.
Yeah.
No, that was Landon.
Oh.
Deb's the mother on Siesta Key.
No. Deb was the other one that on her interview let her in.
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Landon was weird because I don't know if it was my internet connection or when I was watching it on MTV.com, hashtag not a sponsor, but, you know, if you want to make it official. But when I was watching it, it seemed like her audio with her, I don't know if her mic was off or they were just overdubbing, but her mouth seemed off from the voice that was coming out. I don't know if that was my connection, so
it might have been.
Yeah, so she just never seemed like a real person to me, but she seems to be enjoying her job.
Yeah, I mean, she did a nice smile, and then that's about it. I don't know. What else can you do?
Yeah, so very disappointed. Well, I guess I can't say disappointed. I'm just not surprised that Heidi, you know, like on the reality of you're going to stuff envelopes for the next 9 hours.
No, yeah, well, okay, two thoughts coming from me right now. Okay. One, don't diss stuff in envelopes.
Oh, right. You expressed your love for this last week.
One, if you're an intern not getting paid and stuffing envelopes, that sucks.
Right.
She's low man on a totem pole. True. Getting salaried.
True. And Benny's.
Stuffing envelopes.
Yep.
Like, that's not a bad gig to start off in. I'm just saying, like, you're not, it's not like you're grinding Excel sheets for 20 hours, you know, or like working until midnight. You're just stuffing some envelopes and leaving. Like, then you can go party. She got a little greedy there. Two, Heidi, to me, from this whole situation, are the people that, like, their first job out of college, mm-hmm. and like, they just started, and it's probably been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they put on like Facebook being like, I found my dream job. Like, this is amazing. And then come like 2 months later and everybody's like, this is miserable. I hate like working.
So I'm taking you are not a fan of her attitude there.
No, I did not appreciate one. I didn't appreciate her outlook of going into like what a job is. Somebody probably should have told her what an actual job is, because this was her first job, but they probably should have told her like what goes on. And two, her expectations were just out of control. Like, that's a crazy person thinking like that.
Fuego takes there by Sam. Clearly.
I mean, legitimately crazy.
Like, he's...
For real.
I feel like a little bit of reality is bleeding into this anger.
However, I do have to preface that I am still on Heidi's side over LC. Even though there's no beef yet, they kind of reconciled in the morning, but I'm still on Heidi's side of leaving Fidum.
Yeah, I think because LC, so they had that call while LC was in a car and Heidi was sort of just miserable in the bathroom. And had like a kind of a smug "I told you so" attitude.
Who, Heidi or Elsie?
Like, she was kind of just like, whatever. Like, I'm miserable too.
Well, she was like, just give it a day.
Yeah.
And like, that would solve Heidi's problem.
Yeah.
Whereas Elsie's like, oh, I have all these like her problems, and I don't think any of them were resolved.
No. But I do think that Elsie actually had a legitimate problem because she had homework to worry about. But yeah. Heidi, it's like you have nothing, no prospects. You're just sitting there stuffing envelopes. Like, put on a, I guess YouTube wasn't there yet. Put in like a Daily Motion video, and like watch people get kicked in the bajangos for 9 hours. Yeah. Like, entertain yourself. You're stuffing envelopes.
I mean, we've already seen her play solitaire. Like, maybe she already beat it.
Yeah,
but, like, she could keep playing that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Like, I wish there was a little bit more attention to detail from the producers. Yeah. They could have just cut to a scene of someone playing solitaire as she was on the computer.
It, like, legitimately, it could be a bajillion times worse. Like, she could be in a coal mine in, like, 1920.
Or, like, flunking out of school and having no connections or cameras in front of you to get you that job.
Yeah, zero, like there's way things worse, much worse.
Yeah, so
zero sympathy.
Yeah, the rich spoiled brat is coming out of both these ladies.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not it's not great. It's not great, but
it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
No.
I just don't like them at all.
I don't like them at all either, Jason. So yeah, anything else here for Heidi? We kind of jumped ship pretty quickly, but I think we're hanging onto the life raft. I think, you know, once she gets her first party experience, she'll think that, you know, the day job part of that is going to be worth it.
Yeah, she'll come around. Any thoughts on Brent? I think Brent kind of, to me, he still has this weird, crazy smugness about him.
He is like, I don't know if he's like hamming it up or if he's like that. But he is like a comedy villain of like what an LA dude yes. is.
Yeah, but he wasn't like necessarily like he annoying where like he actually probably gave her good advice and like he's running a company,
right.
Being like you have to work. Like this makes like why are you not understanding this?
Oh yeah.
But it just this like the tone that he has. I'm like I don't understand like. Are you a mean? Are you not? Like, what's going on?
I mean, I think he was just confused. Like, why are you complaining? I just gave you a job.
It's the first day. Like, we discussed everything that I had you do today.
Right. Not to bring too much sports into it, but as your New England Patriots say, do your job.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's not hard.
Yeah, I mean, I get you're not a brain surgeon. You're like, there's nothing at stake here. Just, you know, count your blessings. Like you said, you're being paid. Do your job. Like, sit down, do your job, enjoy it. Or you don't have to enjoy it, but do it because someone's paying you to do it. If you don't, then ship out.
Exactly. It's a tough truth. These are the truths.
Some spicy, hot. Fuego conversations there. Tea has just been spilt everywhere.
just hit the blow up button. I'm done here.
Oh, let me look for it. Blow it up. Blow it up. Right here. All right, we just blew up Heidi, and now I think, you know, we need a little bit of a relief. Let's end this segment on a little bit of a happier note. And Audrina is going on a date. So with what's his face, Brian?
Brian.
There you go. Got it on the first try.
Yeah.
So Quixote meeting at Quixote.
Yeah, I always think like Don Quixote, and then when I first saw like the billboard for it, I was like, I have no clue what that word is.
It was like I thought that was like an equinox or something. Yeah. I thought she worked at a spa.
Quixote.
Like we said, that's why he can't read.
Yeah, and then he just like walked in there right off the street.
Yeah, well, I guess she was the first line of defense.
Yeah, but once she like wasn't like when I don't know, I guess you just go and search for somebody. I don't know, I never really, I guess, went to somebody's office to like ask them out on a date. Also, he definitely was not like down the street, air quotes.
Oh yeah. I mean, he MapQuested that.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a giant sign when I was walking by.
Yeah, I'm just somewhere in downtown LA, you know, as you do, even though I live in West Hollywood.
Quixote Studio. I might have to apply to this Quixote.
are they like a fashion production house, like a looks like they were just like taking pictures in like a studio space or something.
Yeah, I think it's got to be just an open air thing where they have like different sets for stuff.
Word. Yeah, so they go on a date, and shouts to they went to Ichiumi or no, Gyukaku. Shouts to Gyukaku. Some good Korean barbecue. Yeah, have you been there
or something like that?
Yeah, there's like a couple in New York. There's one by NYU and there's one somewhere uptown. But it's a good spot. You know, you should go on like a Wednesday at like 2 when they have happy hour. It's like half off like steaks and everything.
Ooh, I definitely can put that on the list.
Yeah, it's like a good deal. So I was like, all right, Brian, shouts to you. You got good taste. And that's like a fun first date because you're like cooking food and
Yeah, they had a nice little interaction, like when he's ordering the what is that? The apple spritzer or something like that.
It's a green apple soju.
Yeah, and the guy was like,
only women
like,
order.
Yeah, that's women. But then he played it off well. He's like, he still ordered anyways, boss yeah. move.
Yes, yes.
And then two, joking, be like, and don't tell anybody about that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm like that's good first date moves, Brian. You know, show some humor there. Yeah,
I mean, I understand. Like, I went through an Apple teeny phase for a little bit, just because of Scrubs. But I've chugged many an Apple teeny.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, just first dates are weird, man. So you're the relationship guy here.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the hot seat here and tell us about, you know, you don't have to be super specific, but compare your first date with his first date, because that conversation that they had was kind of brutal.
Yeah, actually my first date was great. I'm still in a relationship. It actually worked. It worked out for 3 years so far, going on 3 years. But yeah, he played it wrong in the sense that he paid for food. I chose to just go to a bar, and then like we just drank a whole crap load for like 6 hours. So that's probably like, that's probably a better bet, a little more fun.
Yeah, and a little bit less pressure. Yeah, like a sit down first date is kind of pretty high stakes to begin with.
Saddled up to a bar and then just kept ordering drinks.
Yeah,
so it worked out.
That's my go to as well, because like after one drink you can bail.
If you need to sneak out, like maybe it gets busy or you just like run past and run out the door, like you might have a good shot of getting away if you have to.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, having dinner, you know, especially if you like realize after the first drink and you're still waiting for food that like, oh, man, now I have to spend another hour here.
Yeah.
It's like low-end that dude, low-end Mikey.
And I mean, I'm also a person like if we're cool, like I can drive conversation. But most of the time it's like more or less pulling teeth with me trying to talk to me. So you also got to find the right person that can drive a conversation for you.
Yeah, and I mean,
Audrina does not seem like that person.
I was gonna say Brian was my man, was trying, my guy was trying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you make the best effort you can.
What I was just like, his like third line after he had like a hot start, I was like, yo, my man coming out of the gates. And nice, then he goes like, so how long have you been in LA? I was like, my guy, you're going there already?
Yeah, that should be like last ditch resort.
Yeah, I was just surprised he wasn't like, so how many siblings do you have? Oh, really? That's interesting.
Well, I also love how Audrina's like, yeah, I work 9 to 6 like every day. And he was just like, whoa, like he's just like baffled by and in my like in I mean, you know, like work in New York hours, like 9 to 6 is like decent. A godsend. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is like amazing. So
yeah, it's like officially it's 9 to 6, but reality.
Yeah, it's like 8:30 to like 7:30.
Whenever it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Or depending on your work job.
Yeah, it's like, all right, come in on your first day. You know, 8:45, get in there, and you're 45 years old.
Well, no, legitimately, like, I mean, we've been working, out of school for, like, 5 years now? And in, like, my current position, I'll, like, think, like, oh, yeah, like, remember this time? Wasn't that so long ago? And somebody will be like, that was 2 months ago. So, like, I'm like, time either goes by super fast, but then slow at the same time. And I feel like I've been working for 40 years.
Yeah. And this is the Nihilist podcast starring Sam and Marty.
Eventually, we all die.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Denied.
let's not go there. Again, let's save that for the Nihilist podcast. But we got some I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a big job theme. That's why I think it's like relatable to us, because we're sort of at that point in our careers where, you know, the shine has rubbed off a little bit. We're a little bit more grizzled. We're a little bit more jaded. And to see like these people sort of already complaining about the littlest stuff, like hours or something like that, is a little... It's like, wait a couple years. Wait till you get yelled at for the first time and you don't know what's going on.
Well, one thing I learned from Heidi that I would never thought I should do, but I should start doing, is she looks like she blocked out her calendar from 9 to 6 every day.
Right.
For work. So I might start doing that and just be blocked out. Oh. So nobody can schedule meetings or anything.
Oh, no, I think she just put in like 2 alarms for start work, finish work. And but I do, like, if you do want to avoid meetings, I usually put like 2-3 hour blocks in my day, and it's just called work. So that's how people can't like set up meetings, because meetings are what, you know, take up most of the time of the day, and then you can't work.
Yeah, they end your life.
Yeah, so I guess I'm looking for the appropriate job here. Here we go, and I apologize.
You're going off track.
Maybe you're the problem.
We just had our business podcast going on. The hours are too damn long.
So basically, all in all, we're all curmudgeons.
Yes, and that's why we're doing this podcast.
Yep, we have another 40 years of our lives to work. And we're jealous of these 19-year-olds.
Yeah, I really want that, you know, shimmer and shine back in my eyes every day when I go to work. But, you know, I mean, I like my job. It's fun. But, I mean, people got to realize, for our younger listeners here, I say this all the time to my mentees whenever I serve as a mentor or whenever I talk to college students. You know, even if you have your dream job, the operative word there is job. And you're still going to have to work. So... you know, suck it up, do your job, and then, you know, make the most out of it. As long as you have a reason to get up in the morning, that means you should stay in that job. So those are my parting shots here.
And that reason is usually rent payment.
Yes, and student loans.
Yes.
All right, any final thoughts here? I gave mine. Any final thoughts from you on this episode?
Solid episode. I like how they separated everything out. Nothing blended. Much improvement from Laguna Beach.
Yes, the editing is certainly a lot better. So
yeah, music's better. Everything, like the whole storyline, shooting is all 1,000 times better.
Yes. So now, before we move on to the segment that's unwritten, here's a short word from our ace podcast partner.
Do you love pizza?
Do you love brothers?
Then you'll love the Pizza Bros Podcast.
The Pizza Bros Podcast is a weekly show where two brothers discuss all things pizza.
Pizza snacks.
Pizza fashion.
Pizza tech.
Pizza history.
And don't forget the epic Saucy 16.
We review pizza from local restaurants in the Pacific Northwest.
And let you know if it's worth your time and money.
Each episode is only about 13 to 30 minutes.
So it won't take up most of your day.
Served up hot and fresh every Wednesday.
The Pizza Bros Podcast.
Wherever podcasts are sold.
We don't sell our podcast.
All right, so thank you to our ace podcast partners there. And now it's the segment that's unwritten. And let's get off to a hot start here with our MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Sam, who are you crowning the MVP of this week?
This pains me, oh, but I'm gonna have to give the MVP to Brent Bolthouse.
Say what?
Brent, really?
Yeah, I don't know. At the end of the day, I kind of like how he ran his business. He laid down the line, set Heidi straight, and he's running a fine company there. So I'm going to give it to him.
All right, congrats to Brent, and it's not going to be unanimous this time. We were unanimous the past couple of weeks, but I am going to give my MVP of the week to Brian. Because, you know, he
might have got some.
There you go. I was trying to... He tried his best to keep the conversation going. Well, first of all, he mustered up the courage to ask Audrina out. He took her to one great restaurant. He made the most out of the nothing that he was getting out of that conversation. And then, what, you know, in my experience would usually be...
denied.
He delivered. And got to close out. So, props to you. So, Brent Bolthouse and Brian something last name, congratulations for being our MVPs of the week. All right, so from cheers to flushes, let's go straight and open up the gates to the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C, oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Toilet seats up, Sam. Who are you throwing in to the Jabron Zone?
She goes from MVP to jabroni. It's Heidi Montag.
I'm going to have to agree there.
Jabroni! Jabroni!
Double jabroni on Heidi for, I want to say, her actions or her attitude towards the first day of her job. Not the biggest fan of that.
Yeah, now, Heidi, this is not a reflection of what we totally think of you as a whole and as a character and as a human being. It's just your attitude that you didn't understand what a job was.
Big disappointment, hero to zero, Heidi, on a dime. And I think this is going to be a recurring theme throughout, you know, this Hills experience of us jumping back and forth on our opinion with Heidi, especially when the god Spencer comes into the picture. So, sorry, Heidi. You are in the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni!
All right, any last words before you test me with my past knowledge?
I don't have any final thoughts. Just have a nice week. Live long and prosper.
You're so chill, you don't see what people are doing.
All right, well, on that note...
True.
I think... everyone should check their watches, turn the dial back to 2006, because it's trivia time.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Dukes up, dude.
I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
All right, our most controversial segment, the most polarizing segment, and where we pit friends against each other. Sam... you had a hot week last week before you choked at the last second and just threw away a perfect week. I guess I shouldn't have brought up that you were having a perfect game because that's the ultimate.
I got rattled.
Yes, you got shook. But at least now I have a chance. I have 3. You have 4. Sam, hit me with some questions. What am I going to answer this week?
So this week you're getting questions from June 14th, 2006.
Great day.
Just so you know, not a big day. Very uneventful.
Oh, well, shouts to my grandpops who would have been celebrating his 70-something birthday. Shouts to you. All right. Well, I think
that's
what...
still ranked.
I think when you say uneventful, you mean these are going to be tough questions, so hit me with the first one.
All right. This U.S. holiday is celebrated on June 14th of each year. It commemorates the adoption of this patriotic symbol. The U.S. Army also celebrates the U.S. Army birthdays on this date. Salute to the troops.
Is it Flag Day?
It is Flag Day.
All right. Lucked out on that one. One from one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No politics talk, but yeah.
Okay.
Got Flag Day. Let's go. Question number. Let's move on.
This Rolling Stones band member was admitted to a rehabilitation clinic to undergo treatment for alcohol abuse, per Sydney Morning Herald. Fortunately for him, he did not become stiff as a board. Who is this Rolling Stone band member?
I'm going to go with Keith Richards.
No, Ronnie Wood.
Who the hell is Ronnie Wood?
That's the exact same thing I said, but I was hoping that you would know.
Oh, jeez. I apologize to my father. He's very disappointed in me right now.
Well, he might be disappointed in me because I'm not a big fan of Rolling Stones.
Well, I mean, me neither. Hashtag overrated. Don't get it. Oh, sorry. Apologize to the Stones fans. Please don't give us 1-star ratings, but, you know, because that will put you out of the running for t-shirts.
They're just below the Doors, which I don't get either.
Well, that goes into Sam's spinoff podcast. Keep it shut. Hashtag I hate the Doors with Sam. All right.
Years worth of content out of that. All right. Question number three. This controversial country band released their album Taking the Long Way on May 23rd, 2006, and became the number one album on the Billboard 200 chart through the week of June 14th. Who is this band?
Is it the Dixie Chicks?
It is the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, are you doing some research?
No, it's, I mean, that was like, when you said controversial, I was like, well, it was the Bush era. So, and they were the only, like, controversial country band then. Unless you're talking about Sheryl Crow and Lance Armstrong. Hashtag Team Sheryl. Hashtag Lance kind of misunderstood. That's for her.
Yeah. Just a little dope in here or there doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, that's in our other spinoff podcast. Yo, that's dope! Featuring Lance Armstrong.
Or like, dopes are for dopes.
All right. Let's, it sounds like we've been doing a lot of dope, so.
I dare to take a stand, so. All right, anyways, question number four. This is going to be a tough one. Shares of EADS, the parent company of Blank, fell 26% following an announcement that its new 555-seat airliner would be delayed up to 7 months. What is the company that has the parent company?
Well, there's going to be two choices. I'm going to go with...
Is there?
Maybe. Is it? I'm going to go with Airbus.
Airbus is correct.
Yes, because I remember Boeing has its own stock symbol.
Ah.
Yeah.
Have no idea.
Shouts to E-Trade and that creepy baby. All right, so I have, what, three? Three now?
You have, yes, 3 out of 4.
Nice.
With reference to these babies, on to question number 5. A delegation from Kabul found prison conditions at this controversial prison in 2006 humane and said the U.S. will send home for a trial all 96 Afghans held there. What is this prison?
Is it Gitmo, a.k.a. Guantanamo Bay?
That is correct.
Yeah, big response from yours truly after a 4-for-5 week from you. That weird unknown guy that I don't know from the Rolling Stones really bit me in the butt here. But now it's 7-to-4, so next week maybe you can finally have that coveted perfect week on trivia. All right, well, it's been a big week. You know, we've this is our angriest podcast ever.
If I look back through my records, definitely the angriest.
So people, stay in school, stay in your jobs, and, you know, just hashtag do your job. So before we go, Sam, hit us up with a recommendation for the good people.
This week, I am going to recommend the First Law trilogy. I don't think I've recommended this yet. I finished the whole trilogy by Joe Abercrombie. If you like reading and if you like fantasy and like Game of Thrones, check them out.
Is it about fantasy genes from Abercrombie and Fitch?
No.
No. Well, then, I don't know if I'm interested anymore. And I am going to, I don't know if I recommended this before, but if I did, it's worth recommending again. I am recommending Desus and Miro on Viceland, a.k.a. the Bodega Boys. Catch their podcast, catch their show on Viceland Monday through Thursday at around, I think, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. Just for all the laughs. And, you know, if you just want to see two buddies like us, except they're very much higher in every sense of the word. It's for some good laughs, and that's a nice little comic relief to close out the day. So Desus and Miro, my recommendation for this week. So Sam, like I said, we got that contest going. Send us your screenshots, 5-star reviews on iTunes, please. Send us a screenshot, win a shirt. Sam, how do they get in touch with us?
Yeah, reach out to us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. You can always support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcast. And as always, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and tell all your friends about the podcast. Ride the wave.
This week, you know, doing that could win you a dope new shirt and some creative control over our next shirts. So, you know, send us those screenshots, like I said. And as always, thank you to Radical Something for our hot theme song, Cali Get Down. Always remember, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.